It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Here we go.
Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Never trailed at any point. JJ Gaudet lifts one out towards right field, and you can feel it up. JJ Gaudet.
We have Judy Kapnar's final call. Cook that up for me when you get a chance. And oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. It's hump day. It's Wednesday.
It's my grandfather's birthday.
Happy birthday, Papa Shasky. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drains. Shout out to Papa Shasky.
88 years young today.
If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be blessed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Happy 88th birthday to Papa Shasky. I love you. I'm gonna call you, say hi to later on today. I want to hear your voice, because I need to hear your voice. Because right now, my spirit is completely broken. You know, not only did the Giants lose 5-2 yesterday to the Oakland A's, and the Oakland A's lead the majors in home runs in the month of July. Not only did they lose to the Oakland A's 3 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours after Farhan Zaidi sat there on the dais and told us all that we got the best rotation in baseball and we're about to make a run and blah, 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 blah. Not only is the operation so damn small time that they refuse to let either radio station nor the television station, NBC Sports Bay Area, live stream that presser. And I just thought, boy, this was New York, Chicago, Philly, Boston. Not only would they run the presser, they have a show after the presser with analysis and breaking down what was said in the presser. But no, the Giants, they want to operate like they're in Tampa Bay. And you know, they have this old slogan, like, nothing like it. Nothing like it. Yeah, there's nothing like it. Yeah, you're right. There is nothing like it. There's nothing like having a leadoff double and a guy not scoring. There's nothing like having platooners all over the lineup. There's nothing like telling us that, yeah, we're going for it, but let's go ahead and sell Soler. Let's go ahead and sell Alex Cobb. Let's go ahead and trade for 35-year-old Mark Canna to platoon at DH in first base. Great. Not like we had enough of those before. So you're right. There is nothing like modern-day Giants baseball. The Q rating for this franchise is at an all-time low, Shasky. And I just don't know where we go from here. I'm not going to scream and yell over the last 2 months over this team. It is what it is. It is what it is.
You know what the highlight of last night was for me?
What's that?
Watching Reardon baseball get their love.
That was great.
From Krug and Kipe sitting 40 deep in the bleachers. And I had to bail on them yesterday because the little guy wasn't doing too well. But you know what? I'll beat.
That's a team that wants to win.
I know. Trust me.
Shout out to Reardon.
Here's the problem that I've got right now is that the incongruous thought process on how they've operated both this year and then, like, big picture. You traded away a guy who, look, did he have a great year? No. In Jorge Soler, was he on a great contract? Not really, but it wasn't anchoring you.
No,
it wasn't anchoring you. $13 million a year, it's not devastating you.
No,
I mean, geez, you basically moved Haniger to absorb a guy who's only going to pitch a month for you in Robbie Ray, and we'll get to him in a second. So I don't think it was that big of an anchor of a contract. What did you do yesterday? It was deadline day. Did you get better? No. Okay. We're going to play the young guys. Well, then why are you pinch hitting for, you know, Marco Luciano in the ninth inning with Lamont Wade Jr.? Okay. We think we have the best staff in baseball. Do you? You had four great innings from Robbie Ray, and you went around the rotation one time, and you beat the Rockies over 3 days. Not 4 days, over 3 days?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you got the best rotation in baseball? Why are you insulting my intelligence? And then you've got one of the wackest lineups that anyone's ever seen. I mean, there is a six-year-old right now playing MLB The Show who can put together a diamond team that with $5 that's better than your lineup. And you think you have enough offense? You didn't build for the future.
Wow.
You didn't add for the now.
Wow.
Your bullpen has been more taxed than any bullpen on the planet, and you didn't add to that. And you traded away one of your starters – who, fine, okay, we don't have room for him. The hell you don't? You got two youngsters who are in uncharted territory in terms of pitch innings, and you told me it's actually better when they get that sixth and seventh day of rest. Right. What are you doing? Explain to me what you did yesterday. You didn't get under the CBT.
No.
You didn't shed enough salary.
No.
You kept Conforto. I don't know why. You got older. You added Marquez. Who was begging for a 35-year-old platooner to face lefties?
Marquetta.
And Marquetta. God bless Mark Canna. He's a local guy.
I know.
He hit a moonshot against the Giants a couple of years ago. I don't have that much of ill will toward him.
But
for onset, and we're going to bring this up.
Yeah.
Bob Melvin grabbed the wheels to the car. Yeah, I know.
We're going to get to all that.
What?
He threw him under the bus for all those guys.
The door can't hit Farhan fast enough on his way out.
Let's get to Farhan for a second. Because the game was a microcosm of everything that's gone wrong during the Farhan era. And we all laughed about it. And we all felt it, Chasky. And the Giants themselves, they knew. They cannot lose that game last night after the way that deadline went. You cannot lose that game last night. And they're going, and it's 4-0 before. They're like, wow.
They were getting they're not coming back. Five.
By J.P. Sears.
I don't
who's
think
got a 4.53 ERA.
Look like Mark Mulder.
I was switched over to the A's broadcast to hear Judy Kavnar's Shooty Babbitt. They're like, oh, if you see the A's on the schedule, people used to circle us. Not anymore. And they were stunting on the broadcast on NBC Sports California. I was like, damn. So J.P. Sears goes out there, throws seven, gives up three hits, no runs, and strike out nine.
I don't think a guy touched third base.
I don't think so
when
either.
When he was on the mound.
I don't think so either. And that was coming off the Yankee game in which we watched Jazz Chisholm. Just, oh my gosh, the Yankees-Phillies game was unbelievable. And we switched over to Giants A's, and we talked. Shasky and I talked like six different times yesterday.
Oh, just
because I was pacing around the house, and I was like, what the hell? And I'm listening to Mark Grandy yesterday. And shout out to Mark Grandy.
Oh, he was so good.
Because he held his own, and he spoke for the fans, and he spoke for how a lot of people feel inside of baseball. This culture, this regime has got to go. Again, there's nothing like it. I've never seen nothing like it. Are we a small market team or a big market team? Again, there's so many examples of them acting like a small market organization, doing things very smallish. And I got and people got the audacity to talk about the 49ers not winning. Oh, and the Warriors, oh, they didn't make the playoffs, Ponce. What are you talking about? Just the audacity to back anything this regime has done. And this guy sat up there to die. Say, now, Farhan's idea, let's get to him, because I don't want to take any personal shots at him. But he's obviously very uncomfortable talking in front of a crowd. He's all fidgety. He's got the nervous smiles. And it's been 6 years, and I get it. Like, when Joe Lekka first starts speaking publicly as an owner of the Warriors, it was a little uncomfortable. He's gotten better and better and better. Jade York has gotten better and better and better. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan has gotten better and better and better. Bob Myers got better and better and better. Farhan Zaidi gets worse and worse and worse every time I hear him speak. Every time I hear him speak, and I'm thinking, that's the president of baseball operations for a top five market? Dude, you don't belong here.
Have you ever?
You belong in Kansas City. You belong in Cleveland. You belong. I'm not even Kansas City. They're winning. I'm talking
Cleveland's
about the small market.
Cleveland's a better run team.
They are.
Kansas City's a better run team.
I mean, the Angels. I don't know. You know, like, this guy does not belong here. And when you watch him, and I'm thinking to myself, first of all, it really bothered me it wasn't live. That really bothered me because I've been in other
when was the last,
cities.
On the real, you've been covering sports in this market at the highest level for a long time. When was the last time a GM of a team in the Bay Area, not named the Sharks, for example, because we don't take and I'm not trying to diss the Sharks. Right. It's just we don't take their press conferences live. Niners, Giants, Warriors. When was the last time the GM spoke and we didn't take it live?
It's been a very long time, Shasky. It's must listen. It doesn't even matter. No matter what the announcement is. And I told you today when they introduced Buster Posey, when it was announced that he's going to be part of the ownership team. He's going to get a stake and blah, blah, blah. And they announced it over Zoom. Over a grainy Zoom. And I remember listening to that. I was like, this is so choppy and disorganized. This is Buster Posey. Our great Buster Posey. Three-time World Series champ. Former MVP. Rookie of the year. Comeback player of the year. He's going to have a statue one day. If he can't make it that day, Buster, let us know when you can come to the Bay Area. We're going to roll out the red carpet. We'll get all the reporters out here. We got to sell this as a big-time move.
I agree.
Instead, you did that with a Zoom conference. Varhan's IDs, end of season pressure last year, Shasky, in the dugout, in a scrum.
It was so weird.
Do you think Mike Dunleavy, Bob Myers, and the Golden State Warriors would just have a scrum on the sideline? You think John Lynch is just going to be at the 50-yard line and everybody's going to circle around a Gatorade bucket? And like, what are we doing with the Giants?
I don't know.
What are we doing? So that aspect of it is very, very small. You think the New York Yankees... The New York Yankees will announce a captain and run a presser for an hour, for crying out loud.
Meanwhile, I'm watching the Padres win in dramatic fashion.
Oh, my God.
I'm watching maybe the greatest baseball game of the year with Jazz Chisholm going nuclear, Yankees-Phillies. I don't know if you paid attention. Cardinals won last night.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The Pirates have won three in a row, and the Diamondbacks have won two in a row.
Wow.
And so you just look up, and you're like, the Giants are five games out. No, they're forever out. They're done. A fork in them, dude. They're done.
When you look at this, September schedule. Think about this. This lineup that we got to roll with for the next 2 months.
Even the Reds have won two in a row.
I know, but that's going to be a tough series this weekend. You better believe it.
You know, in the words of Eminem, that's the final curtain call.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to Bayshaw last night. He goes, Bonte, this team was done the minute Nick Ahmed hit the home run at Dodger Stadium. And I didn't want to believe that. But to your point, Monday I'm coming in here, I want to buy. You want to sell.
Yeah.
They didn't do either or.
No, that's the biggest problem. But here's the thing. Like, this is the part where I'm so flummoxed as to what the hell they're doing. And I don't think they know what they're doing.
I don't either.
I'm convinced. Because if you wanted to shed salary and you wanted to get under the CBT, everyone's like, well, saving the billionaires. Look, there is an argument to be made that I will listen to.
Yeah.
We need to get under the CBT because it makes it more difficult in years coming to field the team. You get less money. Mm-hmm. You get penalized. Your draft capital and in terms of the money you can spend for each slot becomes lessened. The international pool money. All right, I'll listen to that. But you didn't do that. You didn't get under the CBT. You literally just got off of a bad contract in Solaire, who, I don't know, was better than at minimum three of the garbage players you were playing last night. Look, I like David Villar. 2 years ago, you were selling me as the third baseman of the future. Okay? The guy, I mean, he got a big hit late in the game. Big hit, whatever. But, like, come on. You're starting David Villar, some guy Hill who's got, like, 100 career at-bats, and Casey Schmidt. No, I'm one of the bigger kids.
That's
Jorge
fine.
Soler in a down year is infinitely better than all three of those guys. So you did not upgrade your roster.
Nope.
Okay? You didn't shed salary. You didn't even open up spots for the future because you pinch hit for Luciano in the ninth inning with Lamont Wade Jr. Explain to me what you're trying to accomplish.
I forgot to do something, too, at the top, Shasky. I got to shout out our very own producer, Sam Lubman. I had to get off the phone with him yesterday because Lubman started, first of all, he did a hell of a job at a presser. We asked Sam Lubman to go ask questions. Sam Lubman asked all the hard-hitting questions.
I know he has a plan.
He's got no problem getting in the mix. So I'm proud of Sam Lubman because he went out there and made the station proud. He made the station proud, and he represented in a big-time way. So I'm going to shout out my producer, Sam Lubman. And I was on the phone with him after that presser, and he's just going, Bonte, I'm always going to love the Giants, and da-da-da-da-da, and I just couldn't take it. I asked Sam Lubman. I just said, you know what, Lubman? I can't talk about this team right now. My blood pressure is getting worked up.
I know.
I was starting to get, my baby Chaz is looking at me like, Papa, you okay? And I'm just like, I got to get some air. I had to open up the patio door and get some air. And I said, Lubman, I can't even talk right now because of everything that's happened. And they actually went through the deadline and did nothing. And then breaking news. I'm listening to 95.7 The Game. Grady goes, breaking news. I'm thinking, did they sell Snell? What are they doing? You bring in Mark Canna.
It's just the poor guys.
You bring in, and I'm sorry, he's a Bellarmine guy. I love it.
I'm a little rattled right now.
And
35. You got older.
30, you got older. Not
slower.
Only, and you're going to platoon him at first base. You know Bob Melvin's going to play him. So then, Taylor Wirth does a great job in NBC Sports Bay Area. And I deleted the tweet because I wasn't trying to duck on him and everything. He's a good kid. And he just said, the vibe, the fans are going to love his vibe. They're going to love his vibe. The clubhouse is going to love his vibe. And I'm thinking to myself, we're selling vibes now.
Yeah.
The San Francisco Giants, again, they came up with the slogan. It's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. And Farhan, when you talk, and I was thinking about this yesterday, because we go back and forth about presentations at podiums.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how you look at a podium.
I know, you think I'm a weirdo?
No.
There's a way that you have to look.
Well, especially a GM. If a quarterback wants to wear a hat to, like, I got no problem with Lamar Jackson wearing chains or whatever.
Lamar also wears the sweatshirt, like, work harder. No one cares. I love that.
But Farhan's ID has always got these wrinkled substitute teacher button-up shirts from Ross, right? And I'm thinking to myself, boy, it just looks like he's just chilling. Like, he looks like me in high school.
He looked like the King of Queens meme, where the guy's hands in the shoulder.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know. What's that guy's name? What's the King of Queens guy?
Kevin James.
Kevin James. Yeah, he's been in a lot of good movies.
Yeah, but he looked like the meme. Did he not?
He did look like the meme.
He was wearing a flannel like he was going to go to a kegger.
And he's chuckling, and he's doing this, and he's throwing Mel under the bus here. Where's this cutout, love it? Where he goes, you know, Bob Melvin, he had to give him the keys, and blah, 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 blah. And, oh, my gosh. Well, that was as low as of day as I had of a Giants fan.
But here's, you know why? It's because they're directionless. And this goes back to where we've been for what feels like forever. And it specifically this regime, like, stop talking about what the other regime did. That was 10 years ago. They're celebrating the 10-year World Series thing. World Series, you're so far away from the World Series. But, like, my point is this. If you wanted to go in and make a playoff push, okay, I'll listen to that. If you truly believed it, why would you get rid of Alex Cobb when your pitching is as thin as can be?
Oh, my God.
You've got two young players who are in uncharted territory. You literally had to, like, wink, wink, nod, and say, Harrison, pretend you hurt yourself in the weight room. Hey, Birdsong, you're going to skip a day. Hey, like, Snell is just getting back to form, okay? Logan Webb, we all like him, but, like,
he's struggling right now.
Exactly. And then I look at the bullpen. You're telling me this bullpen couldn't use, even if Alex Cobb for a week is in the bullpen, they couldn't use him?
You rehabbed him all year. You told him he's coming back. You waited on him all year. Then you just flip him. It just didn't make sense to me to save $4 million. How much they save on that? $4 million. So then I look at the schedule.
And then if you wanted to go in, fine. Add a bat, a legitimate bat. Add a legitimate outfielder or add a legitimate infielder. Fine, do that. You didn't do that. And then so if you're not going to go in, well then you sell because you do have assets. Right. All right, the Rogers brothers. Teams wanted relievers. I don't know if you paid attention yesterday. Blake Snell. He would have been the biggest player moved yesterday. And here's the crazy thing enough that this is the part that drives me nuts. Not one top 100 player in most people's prospect rankings was moved yesterday. You know what that tells me? That tells me you could have had a player like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had you actually put one of your top 100 in there. And again, this goes back to the same thing.
You.
I see a GM with zero guts and zero plan and zero identity of what he wants to do. And the indecisiveness on deadline day was a microcosm of the last 6.5 years.
There's no doubt about that. Well said. Because, you know, Vlad Jr. is probably unrealistic. But it felt like they didn't even try.
I mean,
you don't get quicker. You don't get more athletic. Like, that's the one thing about this ballpark. Farhan, you know about this ballpark, and you always talk about the difficulties of bringing free agents because of the weather and whether they like the West Coast and this ballpark, blah, blah, blah. At least built for your yard. We got no speed. We're the slowest team in the league. You don't hit home runs. What is your identity? What is your plan? So I saw a guy who was very nervous yesterday at the podium and looked desperate. And then now he's going to lead this young lineup. Guys like Elliot Ramos. Guys like Casey Schmidt. Guys like Tyler Fitzgerald. Guys like when Luis Matos comes back. And Luciano. All these guys. You're going to have to go through September against Arizona, San Diego, Milwaukee, San Diego, Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona, and St. Louis. And I'm looking ahead. I'm not skipping past August. I'm simulating past August. The journey these youngsters are about to go on, they've never been through it. Now, it may be good for them long term, or it could just sap all your confidence.
But here's a great example. Like, and I listen to FP, and I'm not picking on FP, but he's like, they need to be in a pennant race and high leverage situations. Yesterday, what was the highest leverage situation? It was the ninth inning, right? The Giants were trying to fight back. And you literally took Luciano out of the game for Lamont Wade Jr. So now you're telling me, you brought up Matos.
You're a 77-win team.
Matos is going to get into that batter's box. He's going to get into that on-deck circle, and he's going to be looking into that dugout like, are you going to pinch hit for me?
All day long.
I mean, come on.
What are we doing?
Tyler Estrada be back, and, you know, Brett Wisely, Fitzgerald's going to start looking over their shoulders. Lamont Wade Jr., Wilmer Flores, all these guys are going to be looking over their shoulders. You didn't get better. You may have gotten worse.
They didn't do anything other than dump Soler.
That's the worst part. You either had to buy or sell, and these jokers didn't do anything. And then they sold us in a presser and told us that, yeah, we're gunning for it.
They insulted my intelligence, and they said, not do we have one of, we have the best rotation in baseball.
We'll get to that.
That's like your son, you know, on training wheels going like 5 feet. I can ride a bike, Daddy. No, you can't. Not yet.
What? Chesky, you know what that is?
What?
You know what that is? Unearned arrogance.
And then Robbie Ray couldn't even get through four yesterday.
Poor guy. There was so much pressure on him.
He had four good innings against the Rockies.
And we got the best rotation in baseball. Unearned arrogance. Again, folks, Giants baseball, there's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. 888-957-9570. Today's show is about you, the Giants fan. We'll get to the Niners. Trust me, I want to pivot the Niners so damn bad. I want to talk about a winning organization. I want to talk about an organization that's trying to win. That's doing everything. Going up against the cap, making trades, selling picks. They're doing whatever they got to do to win a damn Super Bowl. The Warriors are doing everything they got to do to go win some damn games and get back into the playoffs and win another one for Steph and Dre and this regime. This team, this organization, it's a laughingstock, folks. So I want to hear from the Giants fans. Are you happy? Are you pleased? Are you angry? What's your feeling this morning after a ho-hum deadline by your San Francisco Giants? 888-957-9570. Today's your day to speak on it. I've heard from a lot of Giants fans on the show over the last 2 days. I expect to hear from you again. This deadline, and we'll get into what Farhan had to say. We'll break all that down. Giants lose to the A's. They do nothing at the deadline. Now what? Now what? That's what's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Alex Cobb! Just sell and just fire it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Chesky.
Hey, Bonte, ESPN put out their winners and losers. Winners and losers of the deadline. The biggest winner of them all, top of the chart?
Who?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Wow, go figure.
Now, all...
Doctor!
All the way at the bottom, second to last, the Oakland A's. Dead last, the San Francisco Giants.
Wah,
and I'll read
wah,
it.
Wah.
Frankly, it just looks like the deadline approach of a team with a little less revenue. Even if that perception is a bit off, the Giants did little to help themselves on the field this season or going forward. They got the smallest blurb and the lowest rating on ESPN Plus on the whole deadline. Does that not just chef's kiss?
I got a joke for you, Bonte.
You know what? I'm going to get to the lines. Because I'm going to pace myself today. I have to pace myself. It took me a while to get out the house today because I was just thinking about the show. I'm stinking. It was so tough to sleep. It was just like, you know what? I'm not going to rant and rave. I'm not going to get emotional. I'm just going to tell it like it is. But I need to pace myself. So I'm going to go to the lines right now, Chesky. Because we got somebody who wants to defend Farhan Zaidi. And I'm here for that. Chris in San Jose wants to defend Farhan Zaidi. Chris, the floor is yours, man. Good morning.
I'm not going to go that far. I just told the guy on the phone maybe a little bit of optimism before he gets absolutely hammered for the next 3.5 hours. morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, I was letting it sink in, you know, for me, I just love baseball. We're only a few games out. I know I called maybe a month ago or whatever and talking to Shafty about Hicks. And, you know, I'm trying to put a positive spin on things and realize, hey, we're not out of it. We do have a good pitching staff. You know, he's finally let the young guys play. So,
Chris, let me stop you. But he's not, though. Because last night, in the ninth inning, when the game is still on the balance, like, we all want to see, does Luciano have it? Like, that's what we want to see. And what did he do? They pinch hit with Lamont Wade Jr. Like, that's not letting the kids play. No.
I totally agree with you, and that kind of goes into the vein of me saying, I'm letting it sink in. And I'm listening to you guys, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm getting swayed a little bit by you, Shafty. You're swaying me a little bit.
I mean,
so hang with me.
Okay.
I don't see the direction either. Because on one hand, you're like, all right, we're in it. We can, you know, we have a chance. So you want to keep the pitching staff together. I get it. Let the young guys play to an extent. I'd like to see them get the at-bats and the high leverage moments as well. But then when you talk about, hey, you're playing the young guys, okay. Well, you could have got a lot for Snell. You could have got a lot for Duvall on who is shaky and his outlook is a little bit up. I saw that closer, who admittedly is having a great year. That closer for the Marlins, he got, what, three top prospects?
Yep.
What do you think Snell would have got?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
you can't make other teams you know, acquiesce to your demands and make them trade you stuff, but I feel like he's got to do a little bit more. Not all these little fringe deals, you know, and, oh, that moves the needle a little bit. It doesn't really hurt us too much, so technically we're still in it. And then saying, oh, it's Bob Melvin's call. And then saying, it reminded me of yesterday when Farhan said, we have the best pitching staff in the league. I was like, that's when Jed York spoke up too soon before the Super Bowl. That's when all these little goofy guys start speaking up too soon and putting added pressure on the players that's unnecessary.
Yep.
So we're coming out fresh. The A's are playing good ball right now. We come out after the break and that's a big gun. So it makes everything multiplied by 10. It makes it look even worse. So I'm confused at the direction. That's a very good way of putting it, Shafty. You know, I don't know. It's sort of weird there. I wanted to be optimistic and positive, but you swayed me, Shafty.
Not even about being optimistic or positive. It's Chris.
Chris.
It's about they didn't do anything. They didn't buy or sell.
They didn't know what they wanted to do.
And it's like, well, are you going to go for it? Because, Chris, I'm all about going for it. I want to win. I'm tired of being mediocre. I want to play high-leverage baseball games. And at this pace with this lineup, by the beginning of September, this team will be out of it, Chris. And they're going to do nothing. They're going to lose. Like, I'm okay with losing guys for nothing if you do make a run at it and get into the playoffs. I can live with that.
Yeah, but, like, here's a great example.
But she didn't do anything.
And Chris, I'll let you finish. You're going for it, which, okay, if you want to go for it, look, you could disagree with me, and you want to go for it, I'm not going to rain on anyone's parade. Then why would you trade Soler?
I know.
Like, I like Luciano. I want to see what he can become. But if you're pushing for it and you're going for it, ask yourself, who gives you a better at-bat right now?
Yeah,
Soler or Luciano?
Soler. And here's the deal. And look, the Giants, they may not have gotten a haul for Blake Snell. They may have. Other teams knew that he had an opt-out. So maybe other teams knew that it's like, boy, can I get Blake Snell to re-sign here? Do I have the money to re-sign him here? Giants probably asked for so damn much, but here's the relationship part. You think Farhan Zaidi has relationships around this league?
What it tells me
is that people don't really respect Farhan and the negotiation process that he goes through. I don't think he's good at it. I really don't. I just watch the way he works a press conference. I watch the way he speaks. Imagine him calling GMs and trying to get to deals and trying to talk prospects or whatever. It's just not good enough. Not good enough. Now, here's his opening statement yesterday when he hit the podium at 3:30 p.m., 30 minutes after the trade deadline. That wasn't live streamed because I don't know. The Giants want to act like a small market team. Again, this was New York, L.A., Boston, New York. They would have ran the presser and then did a damn show after the presser for 30 minutes. We don't do anything.
Aaron Boone is out here fighting for his life in every conversation.
Every conversation. And they've been the first place damn near all year.
I know.
And they're playing. They played the Phillies yesterday. That's what I was saying. It's like, damn, they got the Phillies? Feels like they're playing big series every week.
Jazz Chisholm's been there 5 seconds, and he's got a handshake with every single player
every
on the team.
Player.
And it's all unique.
Yeah, it's all unique. You hear the broadcasters. Like, he's been here for a minute and a half. He's got handshakes. He's got swagger.
Yeah, but Mark Cannon and the vibes.
And now we're the most swaggerous team once again. Love it. Pot up the soundboard for me, buddy. Season. Pot up the soundboard.
You know, I think as we looked at how this season has unfolded so far, a couple things really stand out. You know, one which people have talked a lot about, and it's certainly how we feel internally, is it's been a long road to get our rotation to the place it's in now. We feel like we have the best rotation in baseball. So, you know, when you have starting pitching like that, it can get you on a roll. You know, for us, to keep that group together, seeing how we played this past weekend was, you know, really high priority. And obviously we had to be open to things that might come up. But that was really, you know, really our central philosophy going into the deadline is, and we have a rotation that can carry this team down the stretch and get us on a roll.
That was his opening statement yesterday.
I can't believe how much they invested the rest of the season into a four-game series over 3 days against the Colorado Rockies. The 38-69 Colorado Rockies.
The Colorado Rockies.
Bonte, that is equivalent.
That convinced him.
That is equivalent to being like, hey, we just beat the Bryce Young Carolina Panthers. We think we can beat the Chiefs.
It's the Warriors beating, I don't know, the San Antonio Spurs last year, who were obviously rebuilding. Hey, you know what? We just beat the Spurs 3 out of 4 and went by Hama. You know what? I think we get to the NBA Finals. Like, it's delusion. It's absolute delusion. Adam and SF, we're going to get to them on the other side. We'll get to everything. This is
It took a while to get here, but our rotation.
This is embarrassing. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking. No compromises. Adam in the city, you're on deck. 888-957-9570. We need to have a conversation, Giants fans. How are you feeling about the rights of the team? Do you believe we have the best rotation in baseball? I want to hear from Giants.
You know, the first couple of trades were really about creating opportunities for young players, which has been, you know, the catalyst for some of our best play so far. And, you know, then kind of here at the buzzer, you know, Bob got a hold of the car keys and brought in another one of his guys. So, you know, Marcan is just like a perfect fit for this roster with, you know, his versatility, ability to play the corners, play first base, start, come off the bench. You know, we're very left-handed in the corner, so he fits that perfectly. And I think the relationships he has in the clubhouse, which obviously Bob can speak more to, and really this city and this region, just a great fit for us. And I know people are excited about it. So
now back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Oh my God! Oh,
he couldn't even.
I've got a headache.
He got about halfway through trying to sell it to himself, yeah, and he didn't even believe it.
I mean,
Bob grabbed the keys.
A perfect fit. This segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. You know, it was one of those mornings I prayed, Shasky. One of those random ones. I said, "Dear Lord, get me through the show today." I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can make it through 4 hours. Hey, can you play that one more time? I want Giants fans, you're being lied to. And this platform is for you to voice your opinion, to express yourself. And we're going to sit, you know what? And what we're going to do is some of your calls, we're going to just clip them. And we're going to send them to the Giants. We're going to send them to Greg Johnson. We'll send them to their PR team. And you know what we'll do? We'll send them to them and say, this is how the fans really feel. Because what Farhan is selling right now, we don't feel like that. We're not excited about this move. And Mark Canna, God bless his soul. He may be a great guy. I'm sure his family's out here excited. But play the cut one more time, Lovin. Play it one more time, please.
you know, the first couple of trades were really about creating opportunities for young players, which has been, you know, the catalyst for some of our best play so far. And, you know, then kind of here at the buzzer, you know, Bob got a hold of the car keys and brought in another one of his guys. So, you know, Marcan is just like a perfect fit for this roster with, you know, his versatility, ability to play the corners, play first base, start, come off the bench. You know, we've got, we're very left-handed in the corner, so he fits that perfectly. And I think the relationships he has in the clubhouse, which obviously Bob can speak more to, and really the city and this region, just a great fit for us. And I know people are excited about it. So,
other than playing with the Oakland A's for a while, and obviously playing at Bellarmine High School, what connection does Mark Canna have to the city and this region?
If anything, he's most known for being very happy that he pimped a home run. A's, Giants, I think it was a Friday night on the fog. He mashed it.
Right.
And Giants fans were mad at him. Whatever. I wasn't mad at him then. I'm not mad at him now. If anything, a lot of Giants fans didn't like him.
He's the perfect fit, and I think fans will love him. Well, Farhan, why don't you pop on Instagram? Why don't you pop on Twitter? Why don't you listen to the phone lines? Why don't you walk the city streets? You think people are excited about this? No, we're not. We're not at all. We're not at all. We just got another Austin Slater. Let's face it. That's what we're doing here. We just got another version of Austin Slater.
The Giants, you want to know what the fans think? And I want to hear from them today.
Yeah, no. 888-957-9570. We'll get to Adam in a second.
Middle of the game last night, 11 hours ago. Case is on the case, as in Bailey. They had Patrick Bailey throwing out a guy, a runner, and Casey Schmidt made a really nice tag. And I just looked at the comments on Instagram. Now, look, Instagram's going to have some negativity just in general. This is your consumer. And if you looked at like some of the Instagram comments for like the Niners, like it's about winning Super Bowls, the Warriors, it's about winning championships. Here is the consumer for the Giants. Fire Farhan. We're losing to the Oakland A's, and you're posting this? Embarrassing. Trade Soler and got Mark Canna? Are you for real? You traded Soler, and it's going to backfire? You didn't get anything for the now? Score some runs. Farhan killed any momentum this team had. Wow, nice tag. Now let's see if you can score runs for the quote-unquote best pitching staff in baseball. Farhan has destroyed my Giants. Just buying and selling with no clue. Should have kept Solaris. I mean, just over and over and over. Fire Farhan. I don't know what you're expecting. You have a Mickey Mouse lineup. Farhan sucks. Your consumer has rejected your GM. You can keep telling me that he's an intelligent human being and blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something that I've learned about my life. I know a lot of book smart people who don't do diddly squat in the real world. You know. Because you have to have emotional intelligence, you have to have common sense, and you actually have to be good at your job. Just because you're smart doesn't mean you're driven, you're able to close, you're able to read the room, you're able to work relationships. There's many more skills to being a good GM than just being smart.
Being personable. Being personable. You know, I mentioned this to you over and over, and we've all got people we know. 3 years ago, I had a really good friend working with the Giants organization was like, Bonte, this guy, he ain't it. Basically, to summarize what she said, he's not it. He's not a people person. He walks in a room and he sucks the air out of it. Doesn't even say hi to people. Just kind of walks around. Like Chip Kelly, we used to walk around with his head down, not speaking to anybody. That's Farhan.
Well, Chip Kelly's a good example. Another guy, I'm
smarter than you. You're not smarter than me. My system works. Yours doesn't. So, this is Mark Canna. God bless his soul. Like Taylor Worth, NBC Sports Bay Area. Shout out to Taylor. He does a great job. But he sends a tweet. Mark Canna is an excellent vibes guy. Giants fans will love him. Then I see FP Jr. reply, top tier foodie too. Great follow on IG. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't give a damn about a foodie. I don't give a damn about what he looks like on IG. We had Gabe Kapler for that. How'd that work out? Gabe Kapler could cook a mean steak. We loved his IG food process. But I want to see you hit baseballs. I want to see you be able to manage a game. What is the difference right now between the Gabe Kapler Giants and the Bob Melvin
Giants? There's none.
What is the difference, no, Giants fans?
And there was a moment in last night's game. Poor Bob Melvin. Look, on the list of issues with this team, Bob's at the bottom. I don't even know if he's good, but like he's not an issue, quote unquote.
He's not an issue, but Shasky, there is something to the fact that he's managed five teams in a
That I agree with. Like, Fonte, do you think he's going to be the guy to lead us back into the playoffs?
Does San Diego miss Bob Melvin right now?
No. As they use Donovan Solano to win a game.
And come back against the Dodgers.
Yeah. But like,
and they made moves. You see their bullpen right now? Oh, my God.
But Elliot Ramos gets, you know, rung up and then thrown out of the game. And Bob Melvin, like, it was like a fake I care. Like, goes, like, trotting out there to argue with the umpire. Hey, man. At least if you're going to go argue with the umpire, pretend like you care.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a microcosm of everything that I've felt about the Giants. It's all fake. Nothing feels authentic.
No.
Guys aren't even angry. Everybody's worried about their next job, not this job. I look in the dugout. Again, I'm watching Phillies Yankees on Max. God. And I'm looking into the dugout. Yankees are fighting for their lives.
And there's so much swagger in there. Every at bat, there's a catch who struck out. He almost broke the bat. Who was it? He batted right in front of Jazz Chisholm. Who was it? Who was batting in front of Jazz Chisholm yesterday? He was irate. It was like strike two and he got pissed off. I was like, wow, look, this is baseball.
It looked like playoff baseball. I looked in the Giants dugout. It looks like I'm getting a book from the library. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, seriously. And look, again, I'm not trying to rip Bob or a rib, but it's just like, what? Your eyeballs tell you everything that you need to know. Your eyeballs. And right now, clearly, the A's have way more connectivity, chemistry as a team. They look like a team that wants to win, and they look like a team that's fighting for their baseball lives. I look over at the Giants, and I'm like, none of these guys has any feel of wanting to be here, and I don't blame them, wanting to be here.
Did you see the swagger from the A's yesterday?
Brett Rooker, I mean
if Butler, if you wanted a roster moving forward, Giants or A's, you're taking the A's roster.
You're taking the A's
roster. And it's not even close. I'm not even being hyperbolic here. You're taking the A's roster. And they're playing for Marcasse. They're playing their asses off.
Totally agree.
You know, and they are. They really are. They went to Philadelphia and did damage. And they've got some confidence out there. But you see that reliever? He comes in, Austin Adams, and he's chirping off the mound.
I know.
Chirping hard.
And he was giving it to Tyler Fitzgerald.
Giving it to him. That's right, boy. Sit down. He's like talking. Punking the Giants in their own yard. And I'm watching Austin Wells with the Yankees. He strikes out, but it's like strike two, and he's talking to himself, and you can feel the urgency. You see the eye black on these guys at the New York Yankees. We're talking, and it just hits him a 1-2 count, smokes one to right field, and it's like, wow, look at the Yankees. And we got a glimpse of the Yankees, got a little cup of coffee of what they are all. I saw firsthand what it was all about with the New York Yankees, and I'm a fan of how they operate. I'm a fan of that. When the Judge went out there and went two home runs and they took over that stadium, I said, wow. Wow, look at the swagger in his dugout. You got Stroman on the top of the step doing high fives. You got Juan Soto. You got Gleyber Torres is feeling good right now. Volpe running the bases. Him and Jazz Chisholm on the left side of the infield with so much swagger. And I turn the A's, Giants, and we're down 4-0 in the blink of an eye. And I got people trying to sell me on Mark Canha, including the manager of the Giants, Bob Melvin. Here's what he said about Mark Canha.
Yeah, I think it's more than just kind of looking at his numbers. He's a pretty tenacious player. He's the kind of guy that you don't particularly care for on the other side, and you love him when he's on your team. And he's so excited about coming back to the Bay Area. He went to high school here. He went to college here. He played for the A's. There's just a lot to like about him and, you know, how he feels about the Bay Area. So I know he's ecstatic about coming back. Sometimes those things inspire you a little bit, too. I mean, his numbers maybe recently haven't looked great. You know, maybe we target him to play a little bit more against left-handed pitching where he's done really well. But when you're inspired, you know, sometimes things can pick up. And he's got some, you know, not only guys on the coaching staff he knows.
This is embarrassing.
You know, Chapman he played with. And so
honestly,
forth.
I just cut it off.
This is embarrassing.
We're talking about inspiration for a $200 million payroll?
This is embarrassing.
Hey, Ramos needs Mark Canha to run up to him and inspire him.
Is it Mark Canha the same guy who tried to show Shohei Ohtani?
I don't know, and
who
I don't
the hell
care.
Is Mark Canha?
He's
Didn't
nobody.
He try to show up Shohei Ohtani? Wait. He's inspired now because he's back in the Bay Area? The Tigers are 52-57. They got a scrappy team. You're not inspired to play with the Tigers? You're not inspired just to play baseball? Wait, your numbers are... So, I remember Mike Brown, when I was working with Steiny and Guru, we're at Media Day, Shasky. And I asked Mike Brown, I said, you know, what's the expectations here? You know, wins, losses, blah, blah, blah. And Mike Brown goes, he was assistant at the time with the Warriors, he goes, you know, with this team right now, we're not going to look at wins and losses. We're going to look at the process that we. And afterwards, I looked at Stardew and I was like, oh, this is going to be a long year. It's going to be a lot. Whenever you hear coaches talk like that,
yeah,
we know it's not about wins and losses, right? We don't talk like that in pro sports. That's code for it's going to be a long year. And we're going to rebuild and we're going to see where this thing is at in December. Bob Melvin, right away, you know, I know he's having a down year, but it's not really about the numbers. He's a tenacious player. You don't like him if he's in the other clubhouse. You love him in your own clubhouse. Really? Mark Cannon is going to come in here for 2 months and tell these guys how to play.
It's like saying Brad Wanamaker is going to inspire the Warriors.
How is Elliot Ramos?
Am I wrong?
Pulling Paul Brad.
I mean, come on.
Elliot Ramos and Matos when he comes back and Luciano and all the Wilmer Flores. How are they going to respect Mark Cannon when their boy Jorge Soler got basically thrown under the bus yesterday by Farhan Zaidi?
And then hearing Elliot Ramos, I'm shocked he's gone.
Shocked he's gone.
I don't.
Shocked he's. For $13 million a year. Soler's going to hit about 20 to 25 home runs. That's completely worth it for $13 million a year. I mean, Jock Peterson, what did he hit last year for 20? I don't even think he got the 20 home runs last year.
Bonte, I wanted them to acquire Tommy Pham just to slap some sense into the actual team. No, I'm dead serious. You want to talk about inspiration. If you're going to go get somebody to inspire everyone, why don't you bring him in and just slap some sense into the entire team? They're sleepwalking. Here's the other thing. Like, come on, man. It made sense when you were yo-yoing Mac Williamson back in the day, right? Mac Williamson's not that good. You were a championship team. Like, I get it. What's the excuse for yo-yoing Luis Matos? Michael Conforto?
For Michael Conforto.
And if I watch, look, and I know you're going to say, Joe, he's had a decent year and all the. If I watch another 2 months of Mike Yastrzemski,
well, we're gonna watch
my eyes are going to start bleeding.
What? We're going to watch
They're going to start bleeding.
Okay, Giants fan.
The guy has a good 8-day stretch and it salvages him for another 2 months. I can't watch. If Mike's name was Mike Smith, he'd have been gone years ago. But because he's got the Yastrzemski last name, he just hangs around and hangs around. He's a fourth outfielder.
He is.
I mean, what are we doing? And he's blocking young players. So this is my point. They're like, we're going to play the young guys. But Luis Matos, when it becomes the ninth inning, we're going to go to Lamont Wade Jr. because he might draw a walk.
No, Shasky. We're going to play the young guys. But we brought in 35-year-old Mark Cannon. He can really hit lefties.
And he's going to play.
And he's
going to
inspire
positions.
Everybody. And he's going to platoon at the corner outfields. And he's going to in the corner outfield spots. And he's going to play first base. And he's going to inspire the team. And he's really tenacious. So that's code for, he's going to play.
They've been stuck in neutral, hitting the gas pedal while also slamming the brake. And they don't even know what direction they want to go in.
They really don't. This is embarrassing. That was an embarrassing. That's an embarrassing press conference. That's probably the most embarrassing press conference we've seen here in the Bay Area, or we've heard about, since Jay York got to fire Jim Harbaugh.
Or
it could be the Jim Tom Sula one.
I mean, it's as bad as it
Bob
looks.
Melvin signing up for that, and Farhan suddenly throwing him under the bus by saying, he's got to have his guys here. He's got to have his guys. So basically, Farhan put it on Bob Melvin, he'll get Mark Canna and Matt Chapman.
I don't blame Bob. I don't think he's that great, but I also don't think he's the end all be all. This is on the main dude. I mean, this is on Farhan.
This is
Farhan
on the architect.
He's been nicotine patching himself to death on the last few spots on the roster for it feels like forever. And the amount they had to get a guy for like a day or two because they were afraid to DFA Luke Jackson.
It's
unbelievable. And then they acquired him. They paid him a little, and then the Angels just take this guy. Bauman, just take him. Just
Bauman.
Please take this
didn't
Bauman
know who
guy.
He was. I watched one of the Giants pregame show. They had the four guys straight. I'm like, who the hell is that in the middle? Oh, that's Bauman.
He makes moves just to make moves. And I'm telling you, it's like I don't know if you've ever been around somebody who's on drugs, but like they start cleaning. It's like, dog, the house is clean. Relax. You're not going to find any in between the carpet. All right. You're all good. Stop making horrific back of the end of the roster.
That's not funny, like, but it is funny because
I know
exactly
what you're on. The guy OCD keeps vacuuming the same part of the carpet.
No doubt.
Dog, we got it. The last 23, 24, 25, 26 roster spots, you're going to just keep flipping. What about the cleanup guy? What about a leadoff hitter? Like, your closer can't find the strike zone. He doesn't know what he can't throw a slider. He doesn't know if he wants to throw fastballs or cutters. It's a disaster. Stop working the back of the roster and find a freaking pillar.
You cannot
continue to remodel the windows when the foundation has no cement.
I'm weak here.
Am I wrong? He's the like Duster busting the freaking carpet over and over. It's like dark.
For
Just stop it.
It's like me when I used to run out of marijuana and I'm broke. I'm a broke college kid. I'm looking between the cracks like maybe I dropped the nucky nug in the couch. Maybe there's a little nucky nug here. Or you find a little doobie. You're like, oh, I found gold.
I know.
Let's light it up, baby. It's going to hit hard.
And we've I can't.
I understand completely. Oh, my God.
And then they took one hit. They took one tiny hit, not even a bong rip, of going through their rotation. And they were like, and it was like, we've got the best rotation in baseball. And I looked over like, don't put that blunt down. Like, they're legitimately high. But I'm not dead. You went through the rotation one time against the 38-69 Rockies and with a straight face convinced yourself you had the best rotation in baseball.
I swear to God, I'm not going to make it this far.
The Phillies have two war daddies who have done it in the playoffs. Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. And they just got beat by the Yankees and their heads are exploding. And these guys are, let's call it what it is, they're proven winners. Right? Playoff,
right.
Battle-tested winners. They're knocking on the door of a World Series. The Giants went through the rotation one time with a guy who hasn't pitched in 22 months, okay, and Robbie Ray. Blake Snell, who can't wait to opt out. And two guys who are in a boat in uncharted waters, and they have no idea when they're going to get shut down or not, okay? They have no idea. And the guy, and look, Logan Webb, love you. Your best performance all year was Saturday in between the doubleheader when you jumped on stage and sung during a country concert. Like, you have no business being in the Cy Young Award race just because you pitched a lot of innings. They haven't been great. You went one time against the Rockies, and you said with a straight face,
"Oh my God,
we're good. We don't need bats.
Oh my God.
We don't need to add to this. In fact, subtract to this. Subtract. Take away Soler. In fact, take away Alex Cobb.
Oh my gosh.
Dog, the fentanyl heads over on Market Street think you're high off your rocker.
Oh my God.
I'm convinced if you gave Farhan the task of go get yourself a $5 hit of Fetty on the block, the guy couldn't swing a deal with someone giving him the Fetty. You haven't traded a prospect in 6 years.
Oh my God.
You've had 8,000 cleanup hitters.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
8,000 leadoff men.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's almost as if, like, you know, in Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, where they spin the wheel. It's like they spin the wheel on who's going to bat leadoff every day. Let's just spin the wheel. And you know what? Screw it. We're going with Tyler Fitzgerald tonight. Hey, let's throw Hill in the lineup. I know he's got like 85 at-bats, and he looks completely overmatched, and he almost ran into like 7 guys in the outfield. Let's keep playing him. But you wait till Mark Canha gets here. You just wait, because the vibes are going to change, doggy. I'm not trying to joke about that. I've met some delusional, legitimately sick family members, and I've never had anyone feel so convinced that they were right when they were clearly wrong than what Farhan was. Farhan's sitting there giggling. He didn't even believe his own crap. You gotta go. Like, it's embarrassing. If you think Krook, Kipe, and Fleming, who God bless their souls, if you think that they're co-signing for what this guy's serving up. I mean, I've got real estate property in Fresno that I'd like to sell you. That's beachfront.
Oh my God. The crackhead, when they're on so much dope, and then they start cleaning, and then they cook. And don't lie, a crackhead could cook up a mean meal, man. It's the burger from heaven. And you're like, damn, they're so cooked out of their mind.
They just made this burger.
It tastes like filet.
They're just chewing. They don't even know what they're doing. Honest to God, you know, like I joke around about the fentanyl fold. The Giants fans have completely folded, okay? We're done. Like, Giants fans are so done with your consumer base has said, I don't care how many 82-win teams you can produce. We are done watching this crap. We're done being light years away from the Dodgers. We're done being lapped by the Arizona Diamondbacks. We're done being out-entertained by the San Diego Padres. If I hear one more Giants fan, one of these Farhanites, try to say, well, the Padres haven't won anything. Yeah, you know what? I'm at least tuning in September because the vibes there are significantly better than the library that you put together in the dugout over here. The most fun thing I've seen all year is glancing at Matt Williams at third base, coaching third. The most fun. That's the most fun.
You know, the first couple of trades were really about creating opportunities for young players, which has been, you know, the catalyst for some of our best play so far. And, you know, then kind of here at the buzzer, you know, Bob got a hold of the car keys and brought in another one of his guys. So, you know, Marcan is just like a perfect fit for this roster with, you know, his versatility, ability to play the corners, play first base, start, come off the bench. You know, we're very left-handed in the corner, so he fits that perfectly. And I think the relationships he has in the clubhouse, which obviously Bob can speak more to, and really the city and this region, just a great fit for us. And I know people are excited about it. So
now back to the morning roast with Vonte and Shasky.
Oh my God! Oh,
he couldn't even.
I've got a headache.
He got about halfway through trying to sell it to himself, yeah, and he didn't even believe it.
I mean,
Bob grabbed the keys.
A perfect fit. This segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. You know, it was one of those mornings I prayed, Shasky. One of those random ones. I said, "Dear Lord, get me through the show today." I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can make it through 4 hours. Hey, can you play that one more time? I want Giants fans, you're being lied to. And this platform is for you to voice your opinion, to express yourself. And we're going to sit, you know what? And what we're going to do is some of your calls, we're going to just clip them. And we're going to send them to the Giants. We're going to send them to Greg Johnson. We'll send them to their PR team. And you know what we'll do? We'll send them to them saying, this is how the fans really feel. Because what Farhan is selling right now, we don't feel like that. We're not excited about this move. And Mark Canna, God bless his soul. He may be a great guy. I'm sure his family's out here excited. But play the cut one more time, Lovin. Play it one more time, please.
You know, the first couple of trades were really about creating opportunities for young players, which has been, you know, the catalyst for some of our best play so far. And, you know, then kind of here at the buzzer, you know, Bob got a hold of the car keys and brought in another one of his guys. So, you know, Marcan is just like a perfect fit for this roster with, you know, his versatility, ability to play the corners, play first base, start, come off the bench. You know, we're very left-handed in the corner, so he fits that perfectly. And I think the relationships he has in the clubhouse, which obviously Bob can speak more to, and really, this city and this region, just a great fit for us, and I know people are excited about it. So,
other than playing with the Oakland A's for a while, and obviously playing at Bellarmine High School, what connection does Mark Canna have to the city and this region?
If anything, he's most known for being very happy that he pimped a home run. A's, Giants, I think it was a Friday night on the fog. He mashed it.
Right.
And Giants fans were mad at him. Whatever. I wasn't mad at him then. I'm not mad at him now. If anything, one of Giants fans didn't like him.
Yeah. He's the perfect fit, and I think fans will love him. Well, Farhan, hey, why don't you pop on Instagram? Why don't you pop on Twitter? Why don't you listen to the phone lines? Why don't you walk the city streets? You think people are excited about this? No, we're not. We're not at all. We're not at all. We just got another Austin Slater. Let's face it. That's what we're doing here. We just got another version of Austin Slater.
The Giants, you want to know what the fans think? And I want to hear from them today.
Yeah, no. 888-957-9570. We'll get to Adam in a second.
Middle of the game last night, 11 hours ago. Case is on the case, as in Bailey. They had Patrick Bailey throwing out a guy, a runner, and Casey Schmidt made a really nice tag. And I just looked at the comments on Instagram. Now, look, Instagram's going to have some negativity just in general. This is your consumer. And if you looked at like some of the Instagram comments for like the Niners, like it's about winning Super Bowls, the Warriors, it's about winning championships. Here is the consumer for the Giants. Fire Farhan. We're losing to the Oakland A's, and you're posting this? Embarrassing. Trade Soler and got Mark Canna? Are you for real? You traded Soler, and it's going to backfire? You didn't get anything for the now? Score some runs. Farhan killed any momentum this team had. Wow, nice tag. Now let's see if you can score runs for the quote-unquote Best pitching staff in baseball. Farhan has destroyed my Giants. Just buying and selling with no clue. Should have kept Solaris. I mean, just over and over and over. Fire Farhan. I don't know what you're expecting. You have a Mickey Mouse lineup. Farhan sucks. Your consumer has rejected your GM. You can keep telling me that he's an intelligent human being and blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something that I've learned about my life. I know a lot of book smart people who don't do diddly squat in the real world. Because you have to have emotional intelligence, you have to have common sense, and you actually have to be good at your job. Just because you're smart doesn't mean you're driven, you're able to close, you're able to read the room, you're able to work relationships. There's many more skills to being a good GM than just being smart.
Being personable. Being personable. You know, I mentioned this to you over and over, and we've all got people we know. 3 years ago, I had a really good friend working with the Giants organization was like, Bonte, this guy, he ain't it. Basically, to summarize what she said, he's not it. He's not a people person. He walks in a room and he sucks the air out of it. Doesn't even say hi to people. Just kind of walks around. Like Chip Kelly, we used to walk around with his head down, not speaking to anybody. That's Farhan.
Well, Chip Kelly's a good example. Another guy, I'm
smarter than you. You're not smarter than me. My system works. Yours doesn't. So, this is Mark Hanna. God bless his soul. Like Taylor Worth, NBC Sports Bay Area. Shout out to Taylor. He does a great job. But he sends a tweet. Mark Hanna is an excellent vibes guy. Giants fans will love him. Then I see FP Jr. reply, top tier foodie too. Great follow on IG. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't give a damn about a foodie. I don't give a damn about what he looks like on IG. We had Gabe Kapler for that. How'd that work out? Gabe Kapler could cook a mean steak. We loved his IG food process. But I want to see you hit baseballs. I want to see you be able to manage a game. What is the difference right now between the Gabe Kapler Giants and the Bob Melvin
There's
Giants?
None.
What is the difference, no, Giants fans?
And there was a moment in last night's game. Poor Bob Melvin. Look, on the list of issues with this team, Bob's at the bottom. I don't even know if he's good, but like he's not an issue, quote unquote.
He's not an issue, but Shasky, there is something to the fact that he's managed five teams in a
That I agree with. Do you think he's going to be the guy to lead us back into the playoffs?
Does San Diego miss Bob Melvin right now?
No. As they use Donovan Solano to win a game.
And come back against the Dodgers.
Yeah. But like,
and they made moves. You see their bullpen right now. Oh, my God.
But Elliot Ramos gets, you know, rung up and then thrown out of the game. And Bob Melvin, like, it was like a fake I care, like, goes, like, trotting out there to argue with the umpire. Hey, man, at least if you're going to go argue with the umpire, pretend like you care.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, a microcosm of everything that I've felt about the Giants. It's all fake. Nothing feels authentic.
No.
Guys aren't even angry. Everybody's worried about their next job, not this job. I look in the dugout. Again, I'm watching Phillies Yankees on Max. God. And I'm looking into the dugout. Yankees are fighting for their lives.
And there's so much swagger in there. Every at bat, there's a catch who struck out. He almost broke the bat. Who was it? He batted right in front of Jazz Chisholm. Who was batting in front of Jazz Chisholm yesterday? He was irate. It was like strike two and he got pissed off. I was like, wow, look, this is baseball.
It looked like playoff baseball. I look at him in the Giants dugout. It looks like I'm getting a book from the library. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, seriously. And look, again, I'm not trying to rip Bob or a rib, but it's just like, what? Your eyeballs tell you everything that you need to know. Your eyeballs. And right now, clearly, the A's have way more connectivity, chemistry as a team. It looks like a team that wants to win, and they look like a team that's fighting for their baseball lives. I look over at the Giants, and I'm like, none of these guys has any feel of wanting to be here, and I don't blame them, wanting to be here.
Did you see the swagger from the A's yesterday?
Brett Rooker,
If you wanted a roster moving forward, Giants or A's, you're taking the A's roster.
A's
roster. And it's not even close. I'm not even being hyperbolic here. You're taking the A's roster. And they're playing for Marcasse. They're playing their asses off. They are. They really are. They went to Philadelphia, did damage, and they've got some confidence out there. But you see that reliever? He comes in, Austin Adams, and he's chirping off the mound.
I know.
Chirping hard.
And he was giving it to Tyler Fitzgerald.
Giving it to him. That's right, boy. Sit down. He's like talking. Punking the Giants in their own yard. And I'm watching Austin Wells with the Yankees. He strikes out, but it's like strike two. And he's talking to himself, and you can feel the urgency. You see the eye black on these guys at the New York Yankees. We're talking, and it just hits him a 1-2 count, smokes one to right field. And it's like, wow, look at the Yankees. And we got a glimpse of the Yankees, got a little cup of coffee of what they are all. I saw firsthand what it was all about with the New York Yankees. And I'm a fan of how they operate. I'm a fan of that. When the Judge went out there and went two home runs and they took over that stadium, I said, wow. Wow, look at the swagger in his dugout. You got Stroman on the top of the step doing high fives. You got Juan Soto. You got Gleyber Torres is feeling good right now. Volpe running the bases. Him and Jazz Chisholm on the left side of the infield with so much swagger. And I turn the A's, Giants, and we're down 4-0 in the blink of an eye. And I got people trying to sell me on Mark Canha, including the manager of the Giants, Bob Melvin. Here's what he said about Mark Canha.
Yeah, I think it's more than just kind of looking at his numbers. He's, you know, he's a pretty tenacious player. He's the kind of guy that you don't particularly care for on the other side, and you love him when he's on your team. And he's, you know, he's so excited about coming back to the Bay Area. He went to high school here. He went to college here. He played for the A's. There's just a lot to like about him and, you know, how he feels about the Bay Area. So I know he's ecstatic about coming back. Sometimes those things inspire you a little bit, too. I mean, his numbers maybe recently haven't looked great. You know, maybe we target him to play a little bit more against left-handed pitching where he's done really well. But when you're inspired, you know, sometimes things can pick up. And he's got some, you know, not only guys on the coaching staff, you know.
This is embarrassing.
You know, Chapman he played with. And so
honestly,
forth.
I just cut it off.
This is embarrassing.
We're talking about inspiration for a $200 million payroll?
This is embarrassing.
Hey, Ramos needs Mark Canha to run up to him and inspire him.
Is it Mark Canha the same guy who tried to show up Shohei Ohtani?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Who the hell is Mark Canha?
He's a
Didn't
nobody.
He try to show up Shohei Ohtani? Wait, he's inspired now because he's back in the Bay Area? The Tigers are 52-57. They got a scrappy team. You're not inspired to play with the Tigers? You're not inspired just to play baseball? Wait, your numbers are... So, I remember Mike Brown, when I was working with Steiny and Guru, we're at Media Day, Shasky. And I asked Mike Brown, I said, you know, what's the expectations here? You know, wins, losses, blah, blah, blah. And Mike Brown goes, he was assistant at the time with the Warriors, he goes, you know, with this team right now, we're not going to look at wins and losses. We're going to look at the process that we... And afterwards, I looked at Steiny and Guru, I was like, oh, this is going to be a long year. It's going to be a lot. Whenever you hear coaches talk like that,
yeah,
we know it's not about wins and losses, right? We don't talk like that in pro sports. That's code for it's going to be a long year, and we're going to rebuild, and we're going to see where this thing is at in December. Bob Melvin, right away, you know, I know he's having a down year, but it's not really about the numbers. He's a tenacious player. You don't like him if he's in the other clubhouse. You love him in your own clubhouse. Really? Mark Canha's going to come in here for 2 months and tell these guys how to play?
It's like saying Brad Wanamaker is going to inspire the Warriors.
How is Elliot Ramos?
Am I wrong?
Pulling Paul Brad.
I mean, come on.
Elliot Ramos and Matos when he comes back and Luciano and all the Wilmer Flores. How are they going to respect Mark Canha when their boy Jorge Soler got basically thrown under the bus yesterday by Farhan Zaidi?
And then hearing Elliot Ramos, I'm shocked he's gone.
Shocked he's gone.
I don't.
Shocked he's for $13 million bucks a year. Soler's going to hit about 20 to 25 home runs. That's completely worth it for $13 million a year. I mean, Jock Peterson, what did he hit last year for 20? I don't even think he got the 20 home runs last year.
Bonte, I wanted them to acquire Tommy Pham just to slap some sense into the actual team. No, I'm dead serious. You want to talk about inspiration. If you're going to go get somebody to inspire everyone, why don't you bring him in and just slap some sense into the entire team? They're sleepwalking. Here's the other thing. Like, it made sense when you were yo-yoing Mack Williamson back in the day, right? Mack Williamson's not that good. You were a championship team. Like, I get it. What's the excuse for yo-yoing Luis Matos? Michael Conforto?
For Michael Conforto.
And if I watch, look, and I know you're going to say, Joe, he's had a decent year and all that. If I watch another 2 months of Mike Yastrzemski,
well, we're gonna watch
my eyes are going to start bleeding.
What? We're going to watch
They're going to start bleeding.
Okay, Giants fan.
The guy has a good 8-day stretch, and it salvages him for another 2 months. I can't watch. If Mike's name was Mike Smith, he'd have been gone years ago. But because he's got the Yastrzemski last name, he just hangs around and hangs around. He's a fourth outfielder.
He is.
I mean, what are we doing? And he's blocking young players. So this is my point. They're like, we're going to play the young guys. But Luis Matos, when it becomes the ninth inning, we're going to go to Lamont Wade Jr. because he might draw a walk.
No, Shasky. We're going to play the young guys. But we brought in 35-year-old Mark Kennedy. He can really hit lefties.
And he's going to play.
And he's going to inspire
positions.
Everybody. And he's going to platoon at the corner outfields. And he's going to in the corner outfield spots. And he's going to play first base. And he's going to inspire the team. And he's really tenacious. So that's code for, oh, he's going to play.
They've been stuck in neutral, hitting the gas pedal while also slamming the brake. And they don't even know what direction they want to go in.
They really don't. This is embarrassing. That was an embarrassing. That's an embarrassing press conference. That's probably the most embarrassing press conference we've seen here in the Bay Area, or we've heard about, since Jed York got to fire Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, wow.
Or it could be the Jim Tom Sula one.
I mean, it's as bad as it
Bob
was.
Melvin signing up for that, and Farhan subtly throwing him under the bus by saying, yeah, you know, he's got to have his guys here. He's got to have his guys. So basically, Farhan put it on Bob Melvin, he'll get Mark Canha and Matt Chapman.
I don't even blame Bob. I don't think he's that great, but I also don't think he's the end-all be-all. This is on the main dude. I mean, this is on Farhan.
This is on the architect.
Farhan has been, he's been nicotine patching himself to death on the last few spots on the roster for, it feels like forever. And the amount, like, they had to get a guy for like a day or two because they were afraid to DFA Luke Jackson.
It's unbelievable.
And then they acquired him, they paid him a little, and then the Angels just take this guy. Bauman, just take this guy.
I watched that one of the Giants pregame show. They had the four guys straight. I'm like, who the hell is that in the middle? Oh, that's Bauman.
He makes moves just to make moves. And I'm telling you, it's like I don't know if you've ever been around somebody who's on drugs, but like they start cleaning. It's like, dog, the house is clean. Relax. You're not going to find any in between the carpet. All right. Oh, you're all good. Stop making horrific back of the end of the roster.
That's not funny, like, but move. It is funny because I know exactly
spot
what you're
on. The guy OCD keeps vacuuming in the same part of the carpet.
I mean,
dog, we got it. The last 23, 24, 25, 26 roster spots, you're going to just keep flipping. What about the cleanup guy? What about a leadoff hitter? Like, your closer can't find the strike zone. He doesn't know what he can't throw a slider. He doesn't know if he wants to throw fastballs or cutters. It's a disaster. Stop working the back of the roster and find a freaking pillar.
Oh
my God. You cannot continue to remodel the windows when the foundation has no cement.
I'm weak here.
Am I wrong? He's like duster busting the freaking carpet over and over. It's like, dog,
for Yaya.
Just stop it.
It's like me when I used to run out of marijuana and I'm broke. I'm a broke college kid. I'm looking between the cracks like, maybe I dropped the nucky nug in the couch. Maybe there's a little nucky nug here. Or you find a little doobie. You're like, oh, I found gold.
I know.
Let's light it up, baby. It's going to hit hard.
And we've all been there.
I understand completely. Oh, my God.
And then they took one tiny hit, not even a bong rip, of going through the rotation, and they were like, and it was like, we've got the best rotation in baseball. And I looked over like, don't put that blunt down. Like, they're legitimately high. You went through the rotation one time against the 38-69 Rockies, and with a straight face, convinced yourself you had the best rotation in baseball.
I swear to God, I'm not going to make it this far.
The Phillies have two war daddies who have done it in the playoffs: Aaron Nola, and Zach Wheeler. And they just got beat by the Yankees, and their heads are exploding. And these guys are, let's call it what it is, they're proven winners, right? Playoff battle-tested winners. They're knocking on the door of a World Series. The Giants went through the rotation one time with a guy who hasn't pitched in 22 months, okay, and Robbie Ray. Blake Snell, who can't wait to opt out. And two guys who are in a boat in uncharted waters, and they have no idea when they're going to get shut down or not, okay? They have no idea. And the guy, and look, Logan Webb, love you. Your best performance all year was Saturday in between the doubleheader when you jumped on stage and sung during a country concert. Like, you have no business being in the Cy Young Award race just because you pitched a lot of innings. They haven't been great. You went one time against the Rockies, and you said with a straight face,
oh my God,
we're good. We don't need bats.
We
don't need to add to this. In fact, subtract to this. Subtract. Take away Soler. In fact, take away Alex Cobb.
Oh my gosh.
Dog, the fentanyl heads over on Market Street think you're high off your rocker.
Oh my God.
I'm convinced if you gave Farhan the task of go get yourself a $5 hit of Fetty on the block, the guy couldn't swing a deal with someone giving him the Fetty. You haven't traded a prospect in 6 years.
Oh my God.
You've had 8,000 cleanup hitters.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
8,000 leadoff men.
Oh my God.
Oh, I mean, God. It's almost as if, like, you know, in Wheel of Fortune, not Wheel of Fortune, but, you know, in what's this show? Price is Right, where they spin the wheel. It's like they spin the wheel on who's going to bat lead off every day. Let's just spin the wheel. And you know what? Screw it. We're going with Tyler Fitzgerald tonight. Hey, let's throw Hill in the lineup. I know he's got like 85 at-bats, and he looks completely overmatched, and he almost ran into like 7 guys in the outfield. Let's keep playing him. But you wait till Mark Canha gets here. You just wait. Because the vibes God. Are going to change, doggy. I'm telling you, my family. I'm not trying to joke about that. I've met some delusional, legitimately sick family members, and I've never had anyone feel so convinced that they were right when they were clearly wrong than what Farhan was. Farhan's sitting there giggling. He didn't even believe his own crap. Dog, you gotta go. Like, it's embarrassing. If you think Krook, Kipe, and Fleming, who God bless their souls, if you think that they're co-signing for what this guy's serving up, I mean, I've got real estate property in Fresno that I'd like to sell you. That's beachfront.
Oh my God. The crackhead, when they're on so much dope, and then they start cleaning, and then they cook, and don't lie, a crackhead could cook up a mean meal, man. It's the burger from heaven. And you're like, damn, they're so cooked out of their mind. It tastes like
Filet mignon. They're just chewing. They don't even know what they're doing. Honest to God, you know, like I joke around about the fentanyl fold. The Giants fans have completely folded, okay? We're done. Like, Giants fans are so done with your consumer base has said, I don't care how many 82-win teams you can produce. We're done watching this crap. We're done being light years away from the Dodgers. We're done being lapped by the Arizona Diamondbacks. We're done being out-entertained by the San Diego Padres. If I hear one more Giants fan, one of these Farhanites, try to say, well, the Padres haven't won anything. Yeah, you know what? I'm at least tuning in September because the vibes there are significantly better than the library that you put together in the dugout over here. The most fun thing I've seen all year is glancing at Matt Williams at third base, coaching third. The most fun. That's the most fun most Giants fans in their 40s have had. Like, wow, look at number 9. Look at the Marine.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. You're listening to
in the year that game. Willie Mays passed away, in the year, you trotted out a team that is so pathetic, you don't deserve to have the 24 patch on it. It's what about Orlando Cepeda?
What about Orlando Cepeda?
I mean, B, you know what makes me sick?
Real quick.
These Giants, like, on the real, Giants fans get labeled, they're bandwagon. Giants fans are so loyal. They are. They're so loyal. And look, I get it. Not every one of them is this way. But, like, we're so fed up. I know so many people that are diehard baseball fans. And you know what they all, well, at least we're not the A's. Did you watch the A's last night?
Yeah.
I would die to be the A's right now.
Oh, my God.
Not as a business. No. I'm talking about the team they're fielding.
Yeah, no doubt. You're listening to 95.7 Game, KGMC FM in issue 1, San Francisco, in Odyssey Sports Station, always live on Free Odyssey app. Boy, that was one of your all-time rants, brother. That was one of your all-timers. That was one of your all-timers. I got tears in my eyes right now.
Unlike the two youngsters who probably won't make it to the finish line, I am ready to go 50 hours on this because you know why? This guy has ruined my favorite team. Like, I had a connection through my dad, as today's my grandfather's birthday, through my grandfather. Like, the Giants, unlike a lot of the other teams, they chose to be here, and they gave us some of the highest of highs. Even during the Bonds era, I was like, that's my guy. That's my guy. That's Bonds. He's from here. He cares about here. You have put together a team of a bunch of Scooby-Doos where I take the mask off. It's Mark Canha. What? What? Scooby-Doo, take the mask off. It's some guy named Hill. What? He's got 75 at best. It's almost impossible to hit simulate on the draft and put together a more boring team year after year than what they've done. It's the worst spent $200 million annually that I've ever seen in my life. And it's embarrassing. And I know people that are involved with the Giants, and I'm not going to give their names out there. You know what they say? I can't give away tickets. You know why they showed the Reardon baseball team last night? Because no one wants to go watch this guy's team. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Oh my God.
You've fallen behind Forget the Dodgers, your rival. You can't even sniff the toes of the Dodgers.
I'm so upset.
You're looking up at the Arizona Diamondbacks, for crying out loud.
And the San Diego Padres. Can you send this out on Instagram, Twitter, and send it to the Giants, please? This is unbelievable. This may have been your best work. I swear to
the
God,
Pirates,
that may have been your
the
best
Reds,
work.
Don't miss that break, doggy.
They all have players. Every one of them. You have nothing. The Farhan Knights, you just can't. Just stop.
What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. I'm glad I don't get paid by the word. I didn't have to do a damn thing in that segment. That was great. It was all time. More coming up on the Morning Roast.